Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, I wasn't going to play the intro because I'm ready for a new one, but then the show snuck up on me and I tried to play it and it didn't. So hello while I get situated here, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio, my fellow travelers. Today we're talking about connection with others as I tried to connect in with Blog Talk Radio. Apparently a lot of people are talking today. The host number was full, so I had to figure out how to play the other one. But anyway, that's all water under the bridge. Welcome. I hope you are enjoying your summer and your crossover, switchover to from Cancer into Leo. We've got a couple planets in retrograde right now, a little Venus. I think it's also a Jupiter. So a lot of sort of recalibration. We should be at a certain point with certain things, but not finished by any means. So if you're feeling a little bit out of sorts, it seems, especially if you're a fire sign, which is odd because you would think that fire signs would be good at going into Leo since it's the middle fire sign. But I think this like water into fire calibration has, it's like we got comfortable in the nest and now we're getting kicked out, like, go, fly, go. And we're a little like, okay, don't push, no pushies. So that's a little of the astrology for you. But today, with connection with others, obviously we can take that into a lot of different directions. I'd like to basically talk about all of them in different forms. I'll talk a little bit about the difference between soulmates and twin flames and soul contracts that we have with each other and how we are all connected, whether it's the person on the street or your parent or the love of your life. There's a connection between all of us, and it's becoming more and more apparent and more helpful to you to work with, since this time is all about community and what does that mean to us. Finding our community and choosing the people that we spend time with wisely, because not only are we listening to everything they have to say, or at least part of what they have to say, but we're also communing in energy by spending time together. And if you have some great relationships, friends, lovers, family, anything really, the guy at the grocery store, these connections are maybe not the guy at the grocery store, but who knows? But I was going to say the people that we are most connected with are people that are going to grow and grow more and more into our community and support us in ways that maybe we are not cognizant of right now. Maybe it's just a good time. Maybe it's a person that you just enjoy being with. And then later, other things come up, like job and career opportunities or trips or some pieces of wisdom that we really needed. So that's the general gist of connecting with others. So why don't I go into, hi Gia, nice to see you, our buddy Gia in the chat room. So why don't we talk about twin flames and soulmates first, just to put down that groundwork. So this information, I've done a lot of research on this and I've gotten sort of different mixed or kind of bizarre or helpful information about what's the difference between soulmates and twin flames. And the one that resonates with me the most is from Matt Kahn, who's become one of my favorite holistic teachers right now. His last name, Kahn, K-A-H-N. And so he talks about soulmates are people that when you meet, there's a connection, an attraction. None of these things have to be sexual, but they can be. But it's anyone that you go, I like this person, or I know that I know this person, or have known this person. There's a familiarity about them. And then throughout your time together, it's very clear that it's easy and it flows. And if a problem arises, everyone, you know, blows up or says what they need to say. And then they walk away and they think about what just happened and eventually come back together and talk about why that happened. And then everyone feels what they feel. Everyone gets out their feelings. And then they all apologize and they all move on. So that's a soulmate relationship. And clearly that can be anybody. It does not have to be one person. And it does not have to be a love relationship. A lot of times it isn't. It's your friends and your family. But friends, really, because you've chosen them. And they have chosen you without any kind of obligation. So to recognize that soulmates can be all around us, it's very helpful. Now, and then the twin flames is people that come in super fast, super quick, it's super heated, super intense, and then it can fall into super chaos fairly quickly. And these are people who are in our lives. We have a soul contract with them to work something out within ourselves, each of us, so that we can move forward quickly and easily. And we don't have to sit in this learning of this situation with this twin flame for years and years and years and years and years or lifetimes. So a lot of times you get in fast, you're like, oh my goodness, whoa, whirlwind. Then it's like, oh, chaos, oh my God, get away from me, boom, and we're done. So Matt Kahn says, in that context, every ex is a twin flame, because if they were a soulmate, they would still be here. And ex meaning lover or friend or even family. Twin flame, somebody that was just there to, you love them, and as much as you love them, you end up hating them. Or you just get to the point where you're just like, oh my God, why are you still here? Everything you do annoys me. That's a twin flame that is past its expiration date, and you really should have walked away already. So I think we can all relate to that. Sometimes. And then Matt makes this very strong distinction about abuse. If a relationship is abusive, either mentally, physically, emotionally, once there's abuse, the soul contract with this person is over, and it ends the minute that you walk away. Physically remove yourself from the situation. The soul contract is null and void, because the learning is never about abuse. It never needs to be tolerated. The learning may be for you to realize that what abuse is and how to get away from it. I mean, that can be a great lesson. It is a great lesson if that's what you need to learn. So very interesting to look at these in all sides. Now, I'm basically talking towards people that you have a strong connection with, but apparently, and it makes sense since we're all one, that everybody, every single person that you come into interaction with, you have some sort of soul agreement with them. Even if their whole role in your life is to be random person number 37 that smiles at you on the bus, or random person number 53 that trips you and you almost throw your phone into the sewer. You know, that too, it can be and is what we're doing when we bump up against each other. So when you look at it that way, you really can't feel alone, because all these people, whoever they are actors in your own play. You know, it's a little quantum-y, but it's the truth. And I think the more that we can wrap our head around this and really give the relationships and the people that we feel strongly and connected to understanding what they are. A soulmate is such a wonderful thing, you know. It's a friend that gets you. It's really just anybody that gets you. Matt made the distinction, and I totally agree with it, to not necessarily look at these things having anything to do with sex or sexual attraction, since that happens one way or the other, and really, it's hard to know in the beginning whether you're dancing with a twin flame or you're dancing with a soulmate in the beginning. So in the second half of the show, I'll talk about, you know, a little bit of how to trust your instincts. Actually, I think I want to talk about it right now since we've got 5 minutes until the break. So trusting your instincts with what you're dealing with. I've noticed that in my life, the only time I got into trouble is when I didn't trust my instincts, but I was also younger and didn't really know or understand what certain energy vibrations were really about. Like, for instance, I attracted a few boyfriends that were jealous, had this huge jealous streak. And I don't have a jealousy streak in me. It's not really my nature. So for me to recognize jealousy, having not really understood what the signature of jealousy looks like, it's kind of a little bit too much to ask. Now I know exactly what it looks like. So thank you, Twin Flames. But to recognize that we, you know, everybody comes with new energies and new ideas. And there are certain things that we may have never seen before. So therefore, can we recognize them before it gets too far, like into a twin flame explosive situation? Honestly, I feel like now it's easier to be able to recognize what you're dealing with than ever before. Like literally like this year. Sometimes I think, well, maybe it's because, you know, I've been doing this work and I'm really paying attention to energies and vibrations. But I really believe that it is just easier to see who people are right now and to recognize even a little like there's something about that person. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm not sure if I like it. To really recognize that and say, okay, let's not forget there's something that I feel a little unsure about this person. And a lot of times it can come out that it's just something that's in them that was giving a false signal, and it's just something that they were dealing with in that time period. So it kind of seems like they're hiding something, but really it's just something they're dealing with on their own. Or it's somebody that, you know, has something in them that is not really going to jive with you eventually, and you're recognizing it early. So I think it's important for us to really acknowledge what we feel, especially with new people that we meet and attract right now, because we're forming our tribe one way or the other. Our tribe is getting formed. So to make good choices and to really take a moment to understand what and who you're bringing into your vibration, you know, it's a key point in keeping yourself in balance and building a good foundation. So, yeah, and the connection with people. I mean, I'm setting up my song right now. So I chose this song because the love and honor that we have for each other, especially if it may have been seen as competition before, or you know, we're doing the same thing, to see artists or people working on things and not feeling the jealousy, the greed, the envy, and really honoring each other for what they do and do so well. And that love is so transcendent. So I was looking for the song today, Connection with Others, right? And I came to Sting, and then I found Lady Gaga doing Sting's song, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. So the recording is Lady Gaga giving a tribute at the at the honors dinner in D.C. last December for Sting. So I'll hopefully find the link and give it to you so that you can watch it, because Sting is just so touched and Lady Gaga just belts it out. So here we go. See you in 3 minutes. I cried, Sting cried, everybody was just filled with joy after that recording. So it was really awesome. And what a great message. If I ever lose my faith in you, I see it as losing our faith in humanity. You know, we can't, it's just the wrong way to lose our faith in humanity. Yeah, people do some messed up stuff, and yeah, we fight wars and get lost and get confused and fight with each other and create drama. But at the end of the day, it's really just confusion. And everybody is everybody. And it's all part of us. And so we have to have faith in the collective. We'll all get there eventually. And where's there? Working well with ourselves, having balance with ourselves, having balance with our relationships, and enjoying our time together, whether it's for 1 minute or one lifetime. And to recognize what people are doing in your lives, whether they're for good or for a pain in the ass or for pushing your buttons. And that's really what the connection is with others. Like, that's how we really, that's what we really bump against. And that's also where we show our work. You know, how do I deal with whatever you're bringing to the table? With whatever's going on with you right now, how do you play nicely with others? It's really what it's about. And I feel that now every relationship, everything, no matter what it's going, which direction it's going in, if we really take the time to look at it and see where the compassion is and the empathy, we can go a long way with our own growth and also helping other people to brighten themselves. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about expectations and relationships. So by expecting something to happen, do you make it happen? And, you know, if it's been your experience before that, let's say, men are liars, or this person is always going to bring the drama or bring the negativity, and then every time you see them, that's what happens. So are you creating that by expecting that? Well, probably, because we're attracting our own experience and we're manifesting what we're focused on. So if you're thinking that all men are liars, you're probably going to attract someone that has something to do with lying. So in order for us to be fresh and really be able to understand and acknowledge what this person is standing in front of us, we do need to go back and see what our patterns are, and do we have certain patterns that we are manifesting because we expect it, or because that's what's happened before, so it must be what's going to happen again. And that's not really true. You know, I mean, when we manifest something over and over again, especially the same kind of relationship, it's because something has not changed in us. So we just got, you know, the 2.0 version, but it's basically still the 1.0 version, just with a different cover. You know, it's like, you know, I had a couple relationships with people that they were basically the same person, only the different outfit. So in order to clear that, when we clear that and we go, okay, why did I manifest someone who was lying or jealous? I mean, when I looked at manifesting jealous boyfriends, I realized, you know, jealousy is really, it's like you're too in, you're trying to control it too much. So they were either super jealous or like not really committed at all, like half-assing it. So how does that reflect to me, being that I'm not a jealous person? Well, I have a tendency to either love too much or go, no, not you, forget it, right? I mean, at least back in the day, that was the way that I went. So looking at those patterns, then you can sort of see, kind of get a heads up as to what you have been manifesting before, so that you don't manifest the same thing if it's not favorable, and can clear those patterns so that you can start afresh and start manifesting from this point of view and this energy level and this vibration that is up for anything in the parameters of this is what I want. You know, I want someone with a good sense of humor. I want, you know, friends that understand me and have something to teach me. I want, you know, family members that work together and support each other. So without forgetting all about the past, but leaving the past where it is because you've done your work and you've really looked through it and you go, okay, thank you very much, twin flames and battlefields. I now understand that I don't need that in my life. So, and it's amazing when you make these adjustments, whether they're new people or people that have been in your life for a while, the scenario changes because you've changed. The only way you're going to believe that is if you try it. You have to try it. And then by trying it, you're really looking at what you're doing with your vibration and really looking at what you're expecting I mean, that's the fourth law of manifestation. First, you ask. The second is, it is given. And the third is lining up with what you've asked for. And the fourth is expecting it to come without attaching to the outcome must be this or at this time. That's like the next little next level for you to play with, right? Expecting it to be great, just in general, great. I just want it to be great and I want it to be fun. And when I meet somebody or I meet my friends and we go out for a day, I just want today to be fun. I'm not really worried about tomorrow. We'll deal with tomorrow when we get there. And then if tomorrow is fun, then maybe we have, you know, Sunday fun day. And then next week, and then next week. So we take the pressure off, because if we're thinking about, oh, it needs to be, and oh, it, and are they gonna, then we're expecting tension. So yeah, so connecting with others is very much about connecting with yourself and figuring out, you know, what is your hand and your role in manifesting these other people showing up. Yeah. So in the last couple minutes, this came up, I don't know, but I keep looking at it. So, okay, is texting and calling etiquette. While we're talking about connecting with others, can we talk a little bit about texting and calling etiquette? You know, how about awareness of time zones? You know, if you wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning and you have a friend in the West Coast, then you're like, you know, shooting off texts and calling like, hello, it's 6 o'clock in the morning there. And, you know, if you're like me, I don't turn my phone off, because what if it's an emergency, or what if, you know, something happens and I want to be a part of it? I don't turn my phone off. So, you know, to be aware of other people, empathetic, that's important. Calling, same thing, you know, call bombing. People do. Are you there? You know, that's manifesting something. But on the flip side, you know, when you think of someone and you're really feeling a connection with them, a lot of times that means that they're thinking about you. Or a lot of times that means that they really need to hear from you. So to honor that feeling and go ahead and call, not always text. You know, we're talkers, we're communicators. I mean, texting is fine, but, you know, more informational, maybe some giggles, right? That's how I see it, you know, to use the technology for us and not to substitute a relationship because you're just, you know, firing off whenever you feel like it, or, you know what I'm saying? I think in terms of connecting with others, it's important to say. So, and if you would like a spirit therapy session to discuss others, yourself, or all the others that are in your head, self, you can find me at spirittherapy.nyc. I don't have a Daughters of Isis pick of the week. If you are interested in aromatherapy, you can peruse the large collection of daughtersofisis.com. We're going to have a spirit therapy line in a few months. But in the meantime, just sort of point and click and see what comes to you. There's a million different, there's zodiac oils, there's Maya oils, there's Greek and Roman gods. Yeah, Native American, anything. So check it out. And thank you so much for listening. And enjoy yourself. Where are we here? We've got a full moon coming up on Friday. Very interesting. A lot of go time, but, you know, balance, right? If you feel like you need another minute, take it. But we're in Leo, so it's shine time. So be a little bold. Move forward fearlessly. Just, you know, maybe not at a racing clip. How about that? There's my forecast for the week. All right. Thank you so much. Love yourself so you can love the world, and good night. Play a little of this.